Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. This is episode 3 of the UCF Report. I am your host, Sean Green. Thank you guys for coming back. It's been a hectic couple of days. I started covering the Orlando Magic, so they're on an 8-game homestand, so I've been covering them down at the Kia Center. And UCF, for no football, there's been a lot going on. Particularly with basketball. We'll start with basketball, but football, spring practice started last week. They get the week off this week. So with spring break, students gone, the staff is giving the football team spring break off. So there will be no practices, no media availability. So this will be one of the more dead weeks when it comes to football. But one thing we can talk about with football is a new commit for the class of 2025. Now, as we know with UCF football, it seems like for every team in the country, recruiting is year-round, but UCF football seems to get commitments year-round when it comes to their classes. Tony Williams, a four-star athlete in the class of 2025, has committed to Night Vision 25. That's kind of the hashtag they use for Twitter, hashtag Night Vision 25. One of the top athletes in the class. I think he's number 10 in the class when it comes to athletes. And listen, probably going to play defense, most likely going to play a corner or safety type of role. But I'll tell you this. I mean, if you just look at the 2025 class, which I'll talk about in a second, we kind of talked about it, how every single year that Gus Malzahn has been at the helm, right? Every single year, UCF's recruiting class has just been, you know, breaks the school record at that time. And I'm not going to get into it too much because, again, there's a lot that can happen and who knows if these guys will end up actually signing. But as of right now, according to 247 Sports, UCF is ranked 18th in the country. They have Kendarius Redick. He's a four-star athlete, one of the best athletes in the class. Tavion Swint, four-star running back who's been committed to UCF for over a year now. Tony Williams, who just committed, four-star athlete but safety. Jacquez Joyner, who's a three-star offensive tackle. And Santonio Isaac, a high three-star wide receiver. That's good for 18th in the country. So even when UCF is off for spring break, they're getting commitments from guys like Tony Williams. And to be completely honest, it's not going to stop. There's some big booms that are on the way that we kind of have. Anybody can really determine a boom. If you just look at Twitter and you see what certain players are liking and retweeting, it's not a perfect science. But there's a couple guys out there that is looking pretty good that they're going to be a Knight. And I'm really excited for that. But let's talk about basketball. Because at the time you're watching this, tonight, UCF's first game in the NIT tournament is tonight, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Before we get into the actual game, the time is ridiculous. I'm not going to lie to you. The time is ridiculous. I mean, 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night for a non-national television game is kind of insane. Not gonna lie. Like, again, I was trying to make my plans. There's a Magic game and a UCF game. So I'm trying to determine, okay, like, which game do I go to cover? Well, I think that decision was made for me. I'm going to the Magic game, and then I'm going to go watch the UCF game at home, which I think most people are doing. To ask people to show up on a Tuesday night at 9 p.m., won't get out of the game until 11, 11:15, is just insanity to me. But nonetheless, if you want to stay up that late, you've got a hell of a matchup. UCF versus the South Florida Bulls. The 24-7 South Florida Bulls. Now, listen, UCF basketball has exceeded expectations, right? And we all but ensured, we thought, that they were going to get an NIT bid. And they did. Now, it was a little murky there. Originally, we assumed we'd get to host a game. But then, because Oklahoma didn't make it into the NCAA March Madness tournament, we kind of figured, oh, if they don't decline it, they're going to be hosting and we're going to have to go on the road somewhere. But Oklahoma, in the crap storm that they're in, they just said, we're declining an invite to the NIT, so UCF gets to host. Now, obviously, I don't need to go into the history of UCF versus USF and everything that's transpired over the last year and a half. Obviously, UCF is in the Big 12, and USF is in the dying American. That is what it is right now, right? But the South Florida Bulls, make no mistake, folks, they are legit this year. You can make the argument that they got snubbed from the NCAA tournament. Now, if you go based off of just college basketball analytics in the NET, right, their net ratings, South Florida did not deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. Their best win was against an FAU team that, yes, is in the tournament now, but FAU had better wins than South Florida. Now, South Florida had it in the palm of their hand. They were the regular season champs in the American, right? They beat practically anybody. I think they won 22 out of the last 24 games. If I'm not mistaken, that's what the coach said. So they had, all you had to do was go into the American tournament, which nobody attended. Nobody attended that in Texas. It was humiliation for the American Conference. All you had to do was go win the tournament. And what do? You lose to UAB. And look at UAB now. UAB is in March Madness because they did what they're supposed to do. UAB is not a bad basketball team. I think they're 22-11. They beat some solid teams. But for all the South Florida fans crying on Twitter, you didn't deserve to be in. If you would have won the American tournament, you would have. But you didn't. So now what does that mean? That means you get a Tuesday matchup with the 17-15 UCF Knights. I'm going to be honest, folks. I don't feel good about it. For UCF. And listen, I know. I cover UCF. I've been covering them for good couple of years here. This just screams hungry dog runs faster. And what I mean by that, South Florida, in their head, gets snubbed from the NCAA tournament, is 24-7, first in the American, loses in their, you know, conference tournament, isn't in the Big 12. UCF, the quote-unquote big brother now, is in the Big 12. We're hosting. The 17-15 team is hosting the 24-7 team. This kind of screams USF victory. 9 p.m. start time. There's a lot going against UCF here. Oh, on top of that, it's spring break. So the student section most likely is going to be completely empty. Completely empty. Which is part of, let me call it like it is, was basically the main reason why UCF's atmosphere was as good as it was. Because there was a lot, some games, there was a lot of empty seats. But that student section was always packed. So, I mean, there's three guys you really need to look out for. Chris Youngblood, Celton Miguel, and Kayshon Pryor. Those are the three guys for USF that you really need to watch out for. I mean, Chris Youngblood shooting 42.1% from the three-point line. So, not saying UCF doesn't have a good chance to win. I mean, again, you're at home. You've been playing a Big 12 schedule this entire season. UCF has every opportunity, and will have every opportunity to win this game tonight. But it's really going to be who wants it more. And that's what the NIT is. It's who wants it more. Who cares about postseason basketball? Because you're not in the NCAA tournament, the one that everybody cares about. You're in the lesser tournament. So who comes out and wants to move on more? So we'll see what happens. It's on ESPN Plus. Again, not on actual television. It's on streaming. And I will be sure watching at 9 p.m. And I hope most of you listening to this literally don't fall asleep at 10 p.m. every night. I usually go to bed at like 10:30, 11. So the likelihood that I, like, there's no chance I go to this game and not fall asleep. But if I'm at home and the game's close, you know, I could stay up and I don't have to drive home. And so I hope most of you can make it out to the game. I know the tickets aren't relatively expensive. I think for non-VIP seating, it's like $20. So if you can make it out to the game, I implore you guys to make it out to the game. I'll be watching from the comfort of my own home after going and attending the Magic game against the Charlotte Hornets. All right. Now that we talked about that, let's talk a little baseball here. Listen, credit where credit is due. You know, UCF baseball went on the road to Norman and lost three straight games to Oklahoma. And we said the, you know, you beat number four Florida, who really is kind of frauds, if we're being completely honest. And we said, this will be the good test. Is you go to Oklahoma and you're playing a really solid Sooners baseball team. And they lost three straight in Norman. And we said, okay, you've got a Wednesday matchup against Stetson. And then you have a set against Oklahoma State. A weekend series against Oklahoma State. And UCF baseball did what they were supposed to do. They won the series 2-1. The first game was in dominant fashion. I mean, they won 13-2 on Friday. And, I mean, it was quite literally insane. John Eliano Park looked very lit. I'll say that. I mean, Bonedecker homered in the fourth. I mean, if you just go look at the stats online, UCF did incredible in that first game, which I think helped them in the second game. I will say that. Really helped them in the second game. It was a tough sled in the second game. They won 4-3, one in the ninth, bottom of the ninth. And then they did lose the third game on Sunday, 10-16. That would have been a fun game to go to on St. Paddy's Day. 10-16. Now, again, UCF did lose that game. So, if you just like offensive baseball, that would have been a really fun game to go to. But since our last pod, to go 3-1, it is great for this baseball team, right? You're, what, 12-5? You're 2-4 in conference play, so that's not great, obviously. But you're 9-2 at home. So, I mean, that's a huge positive. Now, here's the but that I will throw out there. So the next four games, again, we'll be talking about these four games on next Tuesday's episode of the UCF Report. You got Florida Atlantic at John Eliano Park tonight at 6 p.m., so right before the basketball game. So if you want to do a doubleheader, you can go to the baseball game at 6, and then you can hit the basketball game at 9. But they got Florida Atlantic at home. And then they go on the road for a weekend series against Kansas in Lawrence. Again, they're 3-3 on the road right now. So again, like, this will be a really, Kansas isn't ranked. They're a solid baseball team. You can go on the road, win a season series, and get your, again, conference record up and your road record better. Because you've already proven you can win at home. which will be huge because the weekend series on March 28th through the 30th against number 23 Texas Tech is in Orlando, Florida. Little preview for a couple weeks from now. So you've proven you can win the big games at home, but can you do it on the road? That will be the question. All right, let's quickly talk about softball before we head out of here. It was a rough series this weekend. They also played Oklahoma State, just like men's baseball, and it was not as nice. Lost all three games. Now, again, we talked about it, right? Oklahoma State was ranked number 4 in the country. We talked about the softball team and how, you know, they're not beating the teams that are ranked. They're beating the unranked opponents, which, again, it's good to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, but it's hard when you're not beating, you know, the really good teams. Even if you won one of those games, I don't know if UCF has beat a ranked opponent all year. So they go 0-3, lose the first game 0-2, lost the second game 4-10, and lost the third game 4-6. You know, it's not getting any easier. This weekend they're playing number 3 Texas. So luckily this one is in Orlando, whereas they played in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. So hopefully they can rattle off a couple of wins against the number 3 team in the country. But, you know, luckily the softball team, I think they're better than people think they are. I mean, they've been getting a lot of flack online. They are 14-11. It's kind of just an average type of season compared to what they have done in years past. But I think they can turn it around. They've got some unranked teams coming up on the schedule, some okay teams that they're definitely better than. So again, it'll be a week-by-week thing. Let's see if they can stun some people and beat number 3 Texas at home. And that's going to be at the UCF Softball Complex this weekend. First game is on Friday at 6 p.m. All right, everybody. I appreciate you tuning in to this week's episode of the UCF Report. Please, if you want to follow me and keep up for all your UCF news, you can follow me on all social platforms at Sean M.R. Green. You can also, if you want any more UCF content, I host a podcast called the Charge On Podcast. You can find that on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's where we really get into the football and basketball, mainly football aspect of UCF athletics. But if you obviously like to hear about all sports, keep tuning in to the UCF Report and make sure you subscribe to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast feed for all your Orlando sports needs and wants. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the UCF Report. I will see you next week.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. If you're looking for commercials, live endorsements, a podcast that you can call your own, you know, we can make you sound this good. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Just go to the website, get a feel for what we offer, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Follow the show, keep up with us on Facebook by becoming a certified Zonehead. Also, content found on Instagram and on YouTube. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Continue to let the internet know that we're out here. Follow us, rate us, review us. We greatly appreciate it, and it goes a really long way in the podcast community. Tomorrow, we chat and we chill, talking all things college basketball and March Madness. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.